recorded live from Stockton, California, this is Jamming with the Best.
Yo.
Yo, what's up?
We're back.
We're back with a special guest.
We are. We've got Pirate Nate, Kevin Heisch in the house.
Hello.
He's a legend. Oof.
There are a lot of legends written about him on the interwebs.
Yeah. It's getting kind of reckless out there.
It's a dangerous place.
Just a bunch of Pirate Nate stories about him and his cyber tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Taking on the evil monsters.
I love that. I love the stories that you guys have told. It's so funny.
That's all Aaron.
It's me getting pretty stoned and maybe eating some fungi.
Yeah.
Having some fun.
Having some fun, guy?
Yeah.
It's going to be a new chapter pretty soon, too.
Yeah, it's a shorter chapter, and it's just talking about the underworld a little bit and the four zones and...
Upside down?
Yeah, the upside down.
Sweet. I cannot wait. Yeah, and then we got to get a couple more ideas down the pipe.
I want a comic book.
Fuck yeah.
Or a cartoon or a...
Well, we've got a comic book told
basically.
Via discs.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's great. We need some a Pirate Nate weapon. Thinking like a hollow disc. Like a Xena warrior princess. Was that her weapon?
Yeah, she threw it.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was. If it wasn't her, it was someone else.
Dope.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I remember her, but I don't remember shit about her.
She shits on the other dude from that show on Twitter. What's the guy, the big buff guy all the time? I don't know. They get in political.
Like the big buff guy all the time.
They get into political arguments.
Dude's always buff.
They always get into political arguments, and she's way smarter than him, it seems like, and she just shits all over him with like witty ass comebacks.
Awesome.
Nice.
It's pretty great.
That's great.
The saga continues for the warrior princess.
Yeah. Like Xena.
Yeah, so we need a weapon, and then we've got the Tour Series Swirl Flex Zones dropping.
Yeah.
That has a sick compass stamp.
Yeah, four parts in it.
Yeah, they look so good. It came out so clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, Pirate Nate's designed the Octoberg stamp.
Yep.
Our Cybertooth stamp, mm-hmm. and is that it with us?
Page Pierce Soul.
Oh, yeah, the Page Pierce Soul stamp, yep.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that stamp is
that
sick.
That one's awesome.
Okay, yeah, I just saw some of those. Looks so good.
They look great. I'm a big fan of your art.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
It's cool style.
So much fun.
So do you draw it all by hand first?
I do. Yeah. I do. Start off with pencil, and then it's basically just pen and ink. That's 95% of my pieces. And yeah, it's just it translates so well to so many different things.
Yeah, it really does.
So what's like your process? How do you get started on a piece?
Yeah. Well, I have a weekly drawing challenge, a weekly art challenge with a bunch of friends and kids and everything. So somebody comes up with a theme. And depending on my commissions, I can kind of try and squeeze it in with the theme and trying to get it stamped going or whatever piece that I'm trying to get done. And I just research, look at pictures, look at ideas, and go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Start out in a sketchbook, go with a bunch of ideas, kind of finalize any ideas that I have, and then transfer it over to the main piece and take a lot of time really dialing it in what I want to see and then finish it with pen.
How much is a lot of time?
Depends on the piece. The Octoberg, around 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
It was worth it.
Yeah, dude.
That thing's so sick.
Yeah, it's so cool.
I think Octoberg is the first one that we should rock some apparel with.
Yeah.
I think most of them would embroider well.
Mm-hmm.
But
no,
you could do
not.
Like a Finlay patch with it pretty easily. Or like shirts all day, you know, shirts, mm-hmm. hoodies.
I think that zone one would be sick, even if you just put northeast, southwest again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The zone one would be sick on apparel.
Yep.
Change
that pretty easily, too. Yeah, that would look really clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, have you guys seen the angler, my anglerfish drawing?
Yes.
Yes.
That one's epic. I want that.
Dude, I think we could find a way to make that on a stamp.
That's easy.
Pirate Nate goes to space.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like space, but also ocean. Deep sea vibe, mm-hmm. to it, too.
It's like you got to get to space through the ocean.
Ooh, vortex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's some deep lore.
We might have to drop a teaser pic on Jamming with the Best if we can share.
Ooh, OTB Podcast Network now.
Yeah, that's right.
Change that shit up.
Absolutely. I have a print for you guys.
Nice.
By all means.
Yeah, we got some more stuff to hang up in the podcast studio now.
Oh, good. We need some things on these walls.
Well, the things you got are pretty awesome.
That wall's going to just be filled with stuffed animals, hopefully.
That's good. The goal.
That's the goal.
I think it'll look less creepy when it's full.
It looks very creepy right
now. Yeah, yeah. If it's totally full, a little bit less.
So for a while, it was literally nothing on any wall except for that.
Yeah.
And perfect. That was even worse.
Not perfect. Very inviting.
No.
You should have a guest or one stuffed animal and have a whenever a guest come over, if they can make a 50-foot putt, they get to keep it or something.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
That'd be sick. I like it.
So how in the hell does a guy named Kevin get a nickname Pirate Nate?
Whew. How PG is this podcast?
Not at all.
Very. All right. A shitload of tequila.
Nice.
All right.
In college, when Facebook was a thing, I heard about it, drank a lot of tequila, woke up the next morning, just typed in my credentials that I always used, and somehow ended up with the name Pirate Nate. Huh. So the true story
is lost.
Is still a mystery.
That's great.
Okay. Yep. Something in a tequila-filled night fueled that
tequila-filled college night.
Brought out Pirate Nate.
That's so fucking great. That's a fantastic story.
That's wild.
So you went on tour with our good friend Naked Jesus.
I did indeed.
Yeah. Armando Ensenat.
Okay, is Naked Jesus. I got stoned and or drunk, wanted to, and was rattling around his name, Armando Ensenat, and called him Tomato Astronaut for the rest of the time.
Nice. That's great. Yeah. The Naked Jesus name came from Boomfling.
Oh.
And it was late at night, and I walk over to their camp, and he's just sitting in the middle of it in a lawn chair in his underwear playing guitar with his hair down.
Yep.
And I think we all just started calling him Naked Jesus then.
Yep.
Sure. And, like, the four girls that were in the tournament were probably, like,
yeah,
skirting around the outside and checking him out.
It's very possible. Yeah. Me and Jer out there went to Oregon with Armando, so that's how we got to know him a little bit.
Yeah.
He's a great dude. Good golfer.
He's a great dude. Yeah. Yeah, he had a couple awesome tournaments last year, and it was so much fun to get to know him. I had a whole plan to go on tour by myself, and I told him and Josh Sparlin.
I love Sparlin, too. He's great.
Yeah, yeah. And Armando just went, I'm dead serious. Can I join you?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So from that point on, we planned it out and made it happen.
Didn't he, like, quit his job or something?
Yep, we both did. Yeah. We left our jobs and just sold what we could, made it work. We drove 55,000 miles in 2019.
That's wild. That's crazy.
It was incredible.
So I'm guessing some point at the end of 2018, you're like deciding this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Just want to give it a run, see what's up.
I had some shit happen in my life and it was time for a change.
Yeah.
So that was it. It was a new chapter.
So what was that like? Did it live up to expectations? How was it different? I mean, I guess just kind of run us through it. I think a lot of people that play disc golf would love to do that. What was it like for you?
Yep. I mean, it's a lot. It's constant travel. A lot of figuring stuff out, especially your first time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different places to camp, whether you pay for it, whether you find something off the trail, your whole setup. But as much logistics as, you know, we went up into it up front and during it, was every single second was worth it.
Yeah.
Just get to see the country, the best, the worst part of the country, and golf incredible courses with incredible people. Get to know some of the pros, and they're just out there having a good time doing what they love. And if you have the chance, do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not sure we're going to have the chance, Danny. Not anytime soon.
Probably not, but someone listening definitely does.
We can do a different version of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys kind of are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely a different version of, it's not the tour, but it's the disc golf life still.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty cool to walk around this place and see what you've built, what you've done.
We got a good crew, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're lucky. Bunch and if homies. You can't go to the tour, just make the tour come to you.
Yeah.
That's what we did. Right.
Definitely
we
what
got
we
lucky
did.
There.
Yeah. That is so cool.
A little bit of lucky, a little bit prepared.
Yeah.
Just falls into place sometimes.
Mm-hmm. True, yeah. We had the right things in place to make it happen.
Shout out to Crash for a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
Crash.
And, SFO.
You know a little bit about Crash. You hung out with Crash at MVP Hole 8, I remember. Hearing about this.
Oh, yeah. We hung out quite a bit, and we went out drinking for the Oregon Duck game when Oregon blew the lead.
Well, you're an
lead,
Oregon fan, too. I'm a fan of you already.
Yeah.
You went to Oregon?
Go Ducks, yep, absolutely, go Ducks. Yeah. I was in the marching band in Oregon.
Oh, hell yeah. My mom grew up in Oregon, so I've been an Oregon fan since I was a kid.
Nice.
And then I love those, like, Jeremiah Masoli teams.
Oh, yeah.
Football teams, and they're great.
Chip Kelly.
Yeah. The Chip Kelly Ducks teams were fantastic.
My boy Justin Herbert, because I'm a Chargers fan.
Hell yeah. Air Bear. Go Herbert.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I'm pumped for that, dude.
Year.
Yeah. That's wild. I mean, he was good there. It's fun to see him doing what he's doing now.
Yep. Yep. A lot of skeptics coming out of college.
Certainly.
Mm-hmm. He shut them up pretty quick.
Yeah. That he did. Aaron's a Tua fan.
Now. Dolphins fan, and I'm Tua fan. He's our hope right now. Unless we trade for Deshaun Watson.
It's possible.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Then he's our hope.
He wants out, right?
Badly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Maybe Jets.
Jets and Dolphins are this, and Niners, I think, are his top three.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So
I mean, if Watson could do what he did, and he was on the Texans, right? Follow college a lot more.
Yep.
But, yeah, with a team crumbling around him, he could probably excel just about anywhere.
Yep. Seems like it.
No doubt. Yeah. Talented human.
So who's your favorite golfer to watch?
Yeah.
Huh. Man. James Conrad pops into mind.
Yeah.
He's just so unique.
I could just watch him walk.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Yeah, just float. He doesn't walk.
He doesn't walk. He floats.
Yeah.
He came here and smashed our asses in some main event tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Blow fly round in the shop.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Yeah, man, just the amount of effort and passion that guy has. And just so relaxed as well.
Yeah.
Somehow all the magic forces all combine. And he just has a great time out there.
The air's a little bit different up there. He's a tall dude.
He's a tall dude.
Yeah.
Get to watch him sling some gyro this year, too.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see how far I can throw an envy.
Yeah.
We should get some Pirate Nate stamps on some gyro.
That'd be sweet.
We could do the triple color.
I need some flare action in my life.
Yeah.
The flare feels good.
They're beef.
Yeah, they are. Beefier than my Firebirds.
Really?
Just a little bit. Not like crazy beefier, but. Sure.
And that's the flat top Firebirds.
Yeah.
That's
I don't throw Firebirds. Straight Firebirds.
No.
No, I throw beefy ones.
FAF.
Yep.
Sweet.
Reliable.
You guys had a lot of pros come through this year in the new location?
Two.
Few in the last week. We had James roll through, and then Garrett and Jessica came through the last couple days.
That's right.
Yeah, checking out the course and shooting a commercial over there.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. But we know it'll be ramping up as we get, closer to May.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a fun week or
couple weeks. Between Masters Cup,
Women's
OT
Nationals.
Blue Open, and then the Women's Nationals in 3 weeks in a row three
back
and four?
Back to back.
Yeah.
Crazy.
OTB Open leads it off. Women's Nationals in the middle, and then De La, and then they head up to Oregon.
Yep. Yep. My home turf.
I forget what's before us. If it's like Waco.
I think it is Waco.
And then they might have like a 2-week break. I'm curious.
Look it up right now.
Makes sense. If so, they might be here for a minute. I'm sure they're going to want to get here early to check out a brand new course.
Yeah, totally.
And so we'll... we'll take what we can get as far as people coming in here a little bit earlier. That'll be rad.
Jonesboro.
Jonesboro, yeah.
April 16th through 18th.
And then it's like a month.
It's basically a month, 14th through 16th star tournament. So
is that
they
just the Pro Tour or is that NT as well?
Ooh, I don't know.
We should look at
it should be
Paul's
on their
schedule
map, right?
Or something.
Oh, here's the NT. Oh, Glassblown.
Okay.
April 28th, yeah. Oh, yeah, DDO. Oh, is this? Yeah, April 28th through May 1st. So they still have 2 weeks between there and here.
That seems like it's later than, or way earlier than last, or 2 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. The schedule's definitely a little different.
There we go. Yeah, here's Paul's schedule. I figured that was an easy place to see all the big events.
Yeah. Is he playing all the NTs?
I think so. I mean, he goes All Stars, Vegas, Memorial, Waco, Open at Belton, Texas States, Jonesboro, Joe Mockins Toyota Open, which I think took over Mid-America.
That's Mid-America. It's still called the Mid-America Open. They just have the
Got a title sponsor now, yeah. Then DDO, then Huck Central.
And then he's playing...
Which I don't know what that is.
The Belford is his course.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, cool. A lot of rave reviews coming out of there with Haley King, I think, spent some time.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I bet it's badass.
It's apparently it's a B tier with like 10 grand added cash.
Yeah.
Because the PGA wouldn't make it an A tier or something. I don't know exactly. Maybe they bumped it up now, but I remember for a while him and Brody were kind of talking about it on Twitter. Like, why don't they just make it an A tier?
Didn't happen.
Because it doesn't have to be three. You have to run three B tiers in a row.
Interesting.
Or something like that.
To like prove yourself as a TV.
Yeah, check the box, and you have to have no complaints or something.
Oh, good luck with that for us.
Yeah.
Are they formal complaints?
You guys just skipped all of them.
Are they formal complaints?
I don't know.
I don't think any of like our regular tournaments, not OTB Open, but our regular tournaments, I don't think any of them could be A tiers. Way too much beer.
Way too much beer.
Not enough beer.
I mean, I agree with that.
Dissenting opinion over
I agree with that, but...
PDGA
probably doesn't.
Yeah, well, worth a dab of beer tier.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to get you up to Boomfling when that happens.
Dude, seriously. That's been on my list for a while. Rising Encouraged and...
The most fun turn. I don't even play it.
Yeah, you should just go
just
camp.
Go and camp and help, sort of.
I still end up playing it. I love it.
Let's get Naked Jesus down there and...
Down.
Yeah.
Be great.
It's fun.
It's a fun event. The last one was the 10th anniversary, and it rained and all sorts of crazy shit happened when we were there.
That was wild. That was a good time.
It was a great time.
But yeah, awesome. Hopefully August this year.
Yeah,
is when it'll be. So, what are your plans for this year? What are you expecting?
It's a good question. I'm just moving back down from Oregon into California for a little bit till the dust settles.
Mm-hmm.
So just draw a lot, hang out, enjoy the sun, get some disc golf, some ball golf in. As far as everything's considered, my life is pretty spectacular right now.
Yeah.
That's good. Sick.
Yeah.
I like you get to draw a lot.
Yeah, me too.
That sounds dope.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He's going to give it a run at full time.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Try to make some money.
We'll help you out a little bit where we can.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Exactly. Social media, man. That's how, if you want to do it full time, like, take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Dude, get on TikTok and start, like, time lapse of you drawing.
That's what I've heard.
It'll be like, huge.
It'll be huge. And you're drawing so good. And make it funny or whatever. Make it you, whatever you want. Yeah, yeah, and then
add some character. Add some power, Nate.
Just be constant. Put everything you can out there.
Yeah, for sure.
All of it.
I'll have to ramp up to that. Right now, it's just fun to watch a movie, have a beer, and draw.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, maybe some little teasers here and there, but
yeah.
I mean,
there's a million ways to go about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. It's so much fun, though. And being able to hold the disc with your artwork on it is pretty spectacular.
Yeah, it's rad.
Yeah. I can't wait to see one in the wild. I haven't seen any yet.
It'll happen.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
We definitely, I've
seen plenty of pictures.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
But. It'll be cool for you to be out playing a random course and just see an Octoberg flying.
Yep. Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Do they sell out like crazy? Like, I mean, we're long gone on the Octoberg, most of the Cybertooth.
The Cybertooth, we have like those D3s that are and D1s that are crazy flippy.
Yeah, we do have some really flippy D1s.
D1s, really.
I think they're all, so it was kind of weird. We got D1s, D3s, and then one D4. And the D4 feels all like the D1s kind of.
Yeah, there's a chance they're all D4.
I don't think that's the case, but it's, I don't know. It's interesting. We just threw one, and it was like extremely flippy, and we're like, oh, all right.
What's up, Luke?
Flippy run of the D1. That's okay, too.
Yeah,
it is.
You know, it's nice to have something that should be beefy have a little bit of flip. Like, look at a Destroyer.
Yeah.
There's ones out of the box that are flippy, ones out of the box that are super beefy.
Yep.
There's something about having, that Destroyer or that D1, mold that has the same feel, or maybe even you just kind of trust it. You're like, this is a D1. It's going to come back.
It's going to finish. Yeah.
But it just starts out of the box as a bomber.
Yeah. And it sounds hard to get a D2 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to get a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything Discmania?
I think I looked on Prodigy's site yesterday, and they had 5 or 6 molds in stock, which was 5 or 6 more than a week ago. Mm. It's just, it's tough. I think every manufacturer is struggling to keep up with demand. I know MVP dropped a ton of stuff like 2 or 3 weeks ago as far as dealers having access. I think their retail release was last week, right after James visited. We were scheduled to get a pallet the day he arrived, and it came after. And it was like a few weeks of production, and it sold out in hours on their end.
Wow.
You know, so they're putting weeks and weeks into production. As soon as it's available to us, the dealers, it's gone.
Crazy. Same with Discraft, too, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Everybody.
A lot of Frisbees going out.
Yeah.
Dude, we're selling everything. We sold a bunch of dino discs.
Yeah.
They're not even PDJ legal.
Oh,
they're all like 120 to 130 gram discs.
Those are cool.
Whoa.
They're super cool. That's like kids awesome. Friendly.
It's
cool.
Designed for kids, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's got the dinosaurs on there. You already got them in a little bit with the with the art and the naming.
Uh-huh.
And then it's the right weight for them. I think it's a Gateway and ABC collab. Discs.
Yeah, yeah. Basically what it is Gateway, ABC discs, and Ching all collab. And the plastic comes from either Gateway or Ching.
Mm-hmm.
And the molds come from Gateway or ABC. So, like, the Spinosaurus is just a Gateway spear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Just in different, really light plastic.
Really light plastic.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then I think it's all distributed through Infinite.
I think it is, yeah.
Because they've got their whole wholesale side. They added on a second warehouse just for, I think, being able to handle the wholesale capacity.
Mm.
So we've been ordering a ton through them.
Sweet. Yeah. What a cool idea. Yeah. I lived with a 5-year-old the past year, and she just loves throwing rollers until she gets distracted by something else. But it was really fun to go and just throw a disc with her whenever she, whenever she would.
Yeah, and get them outside too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You
know, enjoying nature. Right now. A nice little competition with yourself too, if you want it to try to get there in less throws.
Totally.
There's a way to get kids to like still see people and be social without going to school, because no one's going to school right now. I mean, there's some people, but.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine being in school in this time right now?
Imagine graduating.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I have a friend who's a senior in high school.
Yeah.
I played golf with every now and then. Yeah, he's just stuck at home 8 hours a day on his computer. Like, senioritis is bad when you have to be in school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine right now.
Yeah. Like, imagine like
truth to that.
Being an athlete and not being able to play your senior season.
Yep.
That's so rough.
Or going, you're not being able to go to prom or any of these things. Like, for some people, it doesn't matter, but.
Yeah. But
for some people, it matters a lot.
Yeah. But dude, I know I have friends that, like, the only thing they cared about was, like, the dances.
Yeah. I had zero interest.
Yes, like, I went to all of them, but.
I went to all of them, but, like, couldn't have cared less.
Yep. Yeah.
Agreed.
I would have done something fun.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What about you guys? Have any like? What are the 3 top courses you haven't played that you'd like to
Maple
play?
Maple Hill,
yes.
Jarva,
yeah.
Yep.
Maybe GMC Smuggler's Notch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me think about that other one.
I've
got to play Milo, and that was one I wanted to check off my bucket list. Yeah. So
do want to hit Milo? Yeah. I haven't yet.
Oh, Milo's just a piece of land itself is just
beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When me, Jaron, Marmondo went up there, that's where we played. Yep. I think I played like 11 or 12 rounds in 10 days when I was
that's
there.
Sick.
Yeah. Played all the courses like 5-6 times each.
Did they have the Beaver State layout?
Yep. Because we did the next gen challenge, the thing up there. So,
yep.
Got to play both of them. It was so great.
It's so sick.
Yeah. So, Maple Hill, Jarva, and.
There's the one in Canada. With, I think it's the one with the lighthouse. I forget the name of that course.
I didn't think the one with the lighthouse was in Canada.
I thought that was Maine.
That might be Maine. Okay. Could there's something in Canada.
I want the.
There's the Canadian Nationals.
The Canadian Nationals on Prince Alberta Island or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That one looks sick.
I've heard great things about that place. Yeah.
Blue Ribbon Pines looks dope.
BRP looks
awesome.
Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many, man.
So many. The Preserve now.
There's probably a private course that I want to go play that's just like. I don't know about it.
Buxton in Oregon.
Buxton's dope. Yep.
Yeah.
I played that one.
Yeah.
I played Buxton and Pier when I was up there.
Yeah. Pier is magic.
Pier reminds me of Golden Gate in a lot of ways.
Sure, sure.
Just kind of in the center of a metropolis,
mm-hmm.
and tall plenty trees of trees. Everywhere. Yeah, yep. Just gorgeous. Pier was sick.
Yeah,
so many good courses.
I played Buxton last week, I think, for the first time.
Yeah,
it was like 20-minute drive away from where I was, and they had it in the long setup for the tournament.
Nice.
It was brutal. Yeah, but so much fun. I got shot a 10 over and then came back with a 4 under.
Nice. Same course.
I was like, thank goodness, because that first round was rough. And then, like I said, the record was 12 under, mm-hmm. which just boggled my mind.
In all long still?
Yeah, because it was brutal. Forehand-friendly course, but...
Yeah.
It's crazy to me, like, some of the records on courses, I'm like, this is the record? We need to make these things harder for you people. It was too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? There's a tough course, and the record's still, what, 12, 14, would uh-huh. you say?
Yeah.
12, yeah. Dude, that's like, nuts. What's it called? Toboggan. Like, mm-hmm. Paul shot a perfect round there, and I, like, look at that course, and I'm like, I can't reach that hole.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
I gotta throw, like, a perfect turnover, like, 480 feet downhill. Not yeah, happening.
That one,
no.
That one hole looked one. Tougher than Waco, where you did it, too.
Yeah. I mean, Waco looks tough in a different way, but everything's mm-hmm. kind of reachable.
Yeah, you've got some eagle opportunities.
Exactly. Exactly. The pars. And they adjusted it, too, I think, for the next year.
Yeah.
Really?
But the amount of elevation alone.
Yeah, you have to. Toboggans.
Crazy to me.
Yeah, what is it? Hole two, where you go to the base and then it's just straight up that hill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your second shot, you got a full power shot up a gap.
Mm-hmm.
Running uphill.
Yeah.
That one's got to be on the bucket list.
Yeah, I want to play
it. I don't know if it's top three, but.
I almost went there for USADGC a few years back.
Same. Definitely considered it back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Be awesome. There's so many good courses out there.
Yeah, I got to play Hornet's Nest. That place is dope.
Mm-hmm.
And Nevin. Both of those courses in Charlotte are sick.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Nevin's harder than Hornet's Nest. Like, there's some, I can't remember one of the hole. Might even be hole one. It's a par four. And, like, the first shot, I'm like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Like, we got to go through that gap? Like, basically, you want to throw, like, a 260-foot, like, hyzer that flips up, and it's very odd.
It's my specialty.
It's very odd.
USDGC, Winthrop's got to be up there.
Oh, yeah, that's probably it. That's number three.
I played it. It is. It's just the out of bounds is so arbitrary.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's so hard to see off the tee.
That's probably an issue, but yeah,
I think it was fun to play it just because of the how iconic it was for me anyway. Yeah. To play it, but man, I was not a huge fan.
So for me, you need to find a way to challenge these pros,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know how you do it other than with OB.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like, unless you can build the ideal course.
Yeah, and you have to build it from scratch.
Exactly.
And it'll take 25 years minimum.
You've always got to work with what you're given.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite courses and my favorite open course with Out of Bounds was Fox Run.
Yep.
It's so well designed. It was a lot of fun. It was challenging but gettable. It's not It's not like a DDO where these guys that can throw 500 plus is where it's scoreable.
Yeah,
where someone like me, where I'm averaging 450, that course becomes really challenging really quickly.
Yeah, I believe it. So, like, disc golf's a lot different than ball golf, where in ball golf, people will go pay money to torture themselves. Like, they'll go spend $200 at one of the hardest courses in the world just to shoot a 40 over.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then disc golfers, like, they just, like, get discouraged by it so easily. They don't care about going to play an iconic course. If they're going to shoot
if they're 12 not over.
Mm-hmm. I think there's plenty of people that want that.
I'm sure, but, like, I just hear about, like, that's too hard. I don't want to play that type of thing. And I'm like, bro, I want to get my ass kicked there.
Seriously.
Like, right? I want to go get my ass, like, handed to me.
Yep.
That's why I like SFO so much. Yep. I can't fucking play good there.
Yeah, that course is tough.
I love it, though.
It's so fun.
Goes as nasty.
It was fun.
When you throw a good shot there, you're like, I fucking earned that.
I earned it. Yep. Yep. I pushed that OB and set myself up.
Yeah,
and that par, and it felt great.
Yeah, and then you throw a great shot there, and you're like, all right, that's a fucking fantastic shot. All right, now a 27-foot death putt into a headwind.
Yep. Yeah, you give yourself your reward is a chance to, like, take a risk.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
It's
that was
crazy.
A fun tournament last year.
It is. I'm sad it's not going to be there.
Yeah. Same. Even though it's here, We're legit sad it's not there.
That's like my that's my favorite course in California.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It, yeah.
Is it still going to be run as a disc golf course?
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure it is right now at least. Yeah. But
they're just their timesheets are so booked up right now.
Sure.
That it was going to be very expensive to rent it out from what we understand.
Yep. Yep. And it's tough to house that many touring pros. Dirt parking lot down below.
Mm-hmm. And if there's any fans, like, that place long-term probably isn't the best solution.
Yeah.
Just because parking and fan, where are fans going to be? And
totally. And I think they realized that.
Yeah, I
once
think
the
so.
Fans are in there, it's epic.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, I think, enough room.
As long as everyone starts going down.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But if everyone just hangs out up top, there's probably not enough room.
No, but there's always going to be one, you know, a large portion of people that want to follow groups.
Yeah, agreed.
But that property's beautiful.
It's crazy.
So nice.
Just standing up there and like looking down and like.
Yep. See the bay, see the cow palace.
Doesn't it looks crazy because it's like, oh, like those trees are like, those are just cool trees. And then you see people next to them and you're like, mm-hmm. Oh.
Those are cool, really fucking big trees.
Yeah. Like this is a big fucking hill.
Yeah, what hole is it? Five?
That
downhill always have a headwind.
Yeah, always have a headwind.
Uh-huh.
Then the one time Simon gets a headwind, everyone's like, I want to throw this hole with a head or a tailwind.
Hmm.
The tournament, I'm pretty sure like the wind just changes and he like goes and grabs a flippy disc.
Yeah, and mashes 750.
Like I've thrown some bombs off the tee at that hole, and like I've never really come close to like reaching it on my second shot.
No.
Yeah.
Like I've thrown some smashes in practice and stuff, and I get down there, and I'm like, all right, let's try to throw this. And like, the closest I've been is, like, 45 short.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, what in the
fuck? Skip across that green. Butt
off of two extremely well-executed drives. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
For our skill level.
Yeah.
So I like it. Fun, though.
What were some of the favorite spots for you when you went on tour?
Like you guys said, Vermont is incredible. They've got the Fall Festival. Mm-hmm. The same weekend, so some bands, breweries come in, played music with the band. It was a big old. It's so much fun. And then Maple Hill, everybody's camped right there. You've got pool, ping pong, air hockey. Everybody just hangs out the whole time, and not to mention the course.
Yeah,
it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, the ancillary events and vibe around the tournament. At those two really seem to set the bar.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. It's so much fun. Those are two tournaments I definitely want to make my way back to.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So we're trying to do have some fun.
That's right.
A little different type of fun than camping at the course, but.
Yeah, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
You work with what you got.
Yeah.
And you guys have any grand plans?
Some ideas.
It's going to be tough. We got to see what we're going to actually be able to do. But sure.
Like if all things break perfectly, like we're going to have an event at the ballpark and
nice.
Yeah. We want nothing more than to throw a giant party.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're pretty good at that.
Yep. I don't doubt it.
Yeah. We're not good at much.
We're okay at slinging frisbees and we're really good at throwing parties.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are two top requirements for a good tournament. So
agreed.
It's a good start.
Yeah. It'll be fun. Any plans for you, drawing wise? Like anything on your mind you want to get on paper?
I we talked about this a little bit.
The weapon,
and I'm really excited to draw the pirate ship.
Yeah, okay, the pirate ship's dope. We haven't talked about that on here, I don't think, but we're gonna get a pirate named pirate ship.
Yep, and what I want to do is have like mythological skulls hanging from the side.
Yeah,
of all those hunted beasts.
Yeah, that's dope.
But we need to talk because I'm not sure if, like, having an alien skull, like an alien skull, but I'm not sure, like, how the trademarks would work. So I might need to invent some things or more generic skulls.
Yeah.
Unicorn
skulls, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. But
sick.
I think that'll be way cool. And have Pirate Nate and his Sabertooth as silhouettes on the bow of the ship. Something like that. Yeah. I think it would be way cool.
That sounds so badass.
Uh-huh.
Get to build your own ship.
That's right.
We created a fucking monster here. I like it. It's a good monster.
It's a good monster.
Yeah, monster killing monster.
Monster
killing monster. Yeah, I don't even know what started it. I was just sitting there and we did the Oktoberg thing. I'm like, I don't even know what to write up on this right now. Like, how do you explain an Oktoberg? Mm-hmm. Like, fuck it. Just start making stories up.
You did it. You did great. It was perfect. I didn't realize each disc had a different description until a buddy pointed that out. I'm like, oh shit. I went back and read them all and just
yeah, you got a whole story
laughing.
To read.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is each one has had like what, 8 different products?
At least, yeah.
Between the Oktoberg and the Cybertooth now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Page Soul wasn't part of the series.
No, it wasn't part of the series. I wanted to make it more about Page than anything.
Yeah, totally.
So this zone, back on the story.
Back on it.
Yeah, just one product page.
Just one product page, so it's not super in-depth or anything, but...
Not yet.
That's all right.
There is time. I can still do it. Maybe I'll go fuck with it right now.
I'm excited to see what you come up with. You've killed them so far, so...
It'll be cool. Those will be dropping earliest tomorrow, latest probably Tuesday.
Rad. Yeah. And they look good.
Yeah, Z-Flex Swirl ESP... Not Z Flex. Swirl ESP Flex.
Yeah. ESP Flex.
I naturally just want to say Z in front of Flex for some reason.
It's all right, man. I forgive you.
This time.
This time. Yeah. Just this time.
Hell yeah, dude. That was awesome. I'm glad you were able to roll through on your way down.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for everything. Man, working with OTB has just been incredible.
Love it.
It's been so much fun.
Love it. Likewise, dude. Thank you. And keep an eye out for some merch coming soon. I think we'll re-hit some of those favorites and rock them out there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Cheers, fellas.
Yep.
Later.
Later.